So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. And I actually found this guest on my own because I like the pictures of his cars. I know. Those of you who know me, you're like, what? So I have with me a race car driver. He's a supercar coach. He's in Australia. Welcome, Johnny Greaves.
Hi, Erica.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks.
So how fast does the car, how fast does that actually mean that you drive sometimes?
Well, the new supercars, it depends which track we're at. There's some pretty long straights on some of the racetracks in Australia. So some of them will probably get up to close to 300 k's an hour now. And they're road registrable still, supercars.
Mm.
Yeah.
What is a supercar?
Well, I suppose you got the brands like Lamborghini and Ferrari and Aston Martin, Porsche, Lotus. There's some of the obvious ones. Chevrolet, I've heard the American, your American one, the Chevrolet Corvettes, be classed as a supercar as well.
What does it require of you when you're in the mode of actually racing? What does that bring out in you, or what is that energy of that?
Yeah, I suppose the energy of the racing is very different to the energy of the coaching. The racing is it's a lot more assertive. It's not aggressive. Aggressive would be classed as, from my point of view, overdriving, and passive obviously would be underdriving. It's very measured. It's almost like maths. You break it down so that it's almost a bit boring to delete a lot of the emotion that can kick in during competition.
Because you don't want to make decisions in an emotional state.
Like if you made an emotional state, you'd be driving your car into the side of someone else 10% of the time because you've got upset with them.
I've actually watched more horse racing than auto racing.
Yes.
I've seen that happen. What's something that is like a daily discipline that you respect in your profession?
Probably calmness. I tend to stay away from the races or the coaches that are a bit hyper, unless you're out in a party atmosphere or something. But if it's to come with a track, I like the cool, calm, collected sort of types because you know that they're going to be reliable on the track. They're not going to do something stupid behind you or in front of you and sort of take me off the track.
So the people that you coach, does everyone have to have a team?
No, a lot of the supercar coaching that I do, that most of the time the individuals own their own supercars. So they'll own their $800,000 McLaren supercar or the $600,000 Ferrari. So, and they basically bring them to the track because they in Australia, the speed limit's 110 k's an hour. So, these cars will do 320, 330 k's an hour. So they will bring them to the track where they get to drive them fast, but they also, the smart ones know that they're probably going to crash them if they don't get some coaching. And they don't generally get insurance if they're at the racetracks driving their cars. So they're, having a professional coach like myself, I'm the insurance to a point.
What kind of guided you into this career? Do you remember? Or do you know?
Yeah, as a kid, I grew up and all. I was always obsessed with. Funnily enough, a lot of race car drivers we're all a little bit OCD or a bit of dyslexic and a little bit of different extremes. But I used to obsess about being a soldier or a race car driver, and the race car driver was always my first choice. So. I just sort of, it's probably helped a bit. The family was quite car obsessive. My father collected a lot of American cars. And so I used to be playing in those when I was a little kid. And, had my own first car and hot rod when I was 15 and built that up for a drag racing and stuff. And had, racing
cars.
More
like most 15-year-olds.
Yeah. It was more, yeah. So it was either cars or girls.
What else would you like to share with my audience if you wanted to just maybe say, like, as far as I have entrepreneurs, mostly. So is there something you could say about building your business or building your coaching business that's just kind of fun that you could share with my audience?
Yeah, I suppose. Look, I suppose with the coaching business, see, a lot of with the supercar coaching, it's a little bit hard to start in that area unless you've almost got a racing background, because we've sort of learned how to crash really well. Because we've learned how to crash well, we've also learned how not to crash. So the supercar starting at that level is a little bit challenging. Whereas if they start just a normal everyday road driving teaching, then if they like it, they can go and do some different driving courses at tracks and things and raise their skill set. As far as standard business stuff, I think it's just we just have to apply oneself and have the discipline there to keep showing up on the days when you don't want to keep showing up to make the phone calls and bit of cold calling and being organized and networking, sort of making connections with all the different brands.
Nice. Awesome, Johnny. So how can we find you if we wanted to find out more, or if we happen to be blessed with a supercar in Australia and needed a coach?
You could go to www.onetrackmind.com, which is onetrackmind.com. That's my website. Otherwise, email is Johnny in front of that, Johnny@onetrackmind.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Pleasure.